The Business on RTÉ Radio 1 with AIB. We know that your focus is on your business. That's why ours is on supporting you.
Now, staying with property, but a different take on the topic, the lack of suitable property around Ireland is having a real impact not only on housing, but also on culture. Artists from all walks of life, musicians, visual artists and more, are finding it hard to find space to work in. But some are trying to shake things up. Carl Stacey, a recent graduate from TU Dublin, has been looking into this. His montage starts with Tadhg Kinsella of Dublin Modular, an electronic music and visual artists collective. He first explains modular synthesis and why he kicked off the collective.
So you could have like... So then from here you would do things like make it just a little bit lower. And then you'd add in like things like your LFOs. I was coming out of college and I had just come back from Berlin. I was doing kind of collaborative things over the summer with my friends over there, and then I came back here and a lot of my friends emigrated, so I wanted to create a space where people could meet up. It was kind of just to battle the boredom of people leaving and then anyone staying here, just to get a little crew together and just start doing things.
My name is Una Mullally. I'm a writer and journalist. People are leaving en masse. There's an awful lot of young Irish artists making incredible work in interesting ways, in interesting places, but they're doing it in Neukölln, in Hackney, in Lisbon, in Glasgow. There's far more workspace available in other European cities. Survey by the Arts Council in 2022 showed that 79% of visual artists' workspace in the country was at capacity, and demand was exceeding supply substantially.
I'm Sunil Sharp. I'm part of the Give Us the Nice campaign. Something we've done in Ireland a lot over the years is repurpose spaces, but it's also something that we're very hesitant to do, particularly in the modern age. And I think that's something that we have to really work on. There are plenty of spaces lying around that could be used as venues, but quite often there's not the will or investments to turn them into what we believe they could be. Our vision of what a space can be is part of the problem, in that we don't have enough multidisciplinary spaces, multi-use spaces that all creative communities can use.
The thing about Dublin is any of the difficulties or weaknesses of the city are also what's going to make it fun. And using alternative spaces, I mean, that's basically what we're all down about.
There's always room for people with good ideas to jimmy in the cracks. And, you know, we're seeing that now with people repurposing different spaces for clubs, for artist studios. Richmond Road Studios moved into the Phibsborough Shopping Centre recently. I think there are potentially some really good projects coming down the line for Dublin. The plan that Dublin Port has with the Arts Council, for example, for loads of rehearsal and performance space, sounds like the type of massive thing that we need.
Like, we're just trying to use spaces that aren't being used. So at least, you know, people in the city will get a new taste of something, and hopefully like that will add to something culturally.
Niall O'Grady of Dublin Modular ending that montage.